Hello and welcome to another edition of the Bible in the News. This is Tim Billington joining you. We read in Isaiah 30, verse 27, "Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire." God's name is important to him. More than any other, Ezekiel is full of phrases like, "The heathen shall know that I am the Lord." It could also be translated, "Because I am the Lord." When Islamic terrorists commit their acts, they yell, "Allahu Akbar," trying to declare that their God is great. On September 11, 2001, a Jew, Nehemiah Gordon, was in Jerusalem checking Hebrew text against the Aleppo Codex for accuracy. He believed that there was no known case of the scribes preserving the pronunciation of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, God's eternal memorial name. The scribes always left one vowel out, leaving it unpronounceable as written. As the first plane flew into the first tower, he discovered an exception, a case in the Aleppo Codex with full vowels. It was Ezekiel 3, verse 12. "Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, Blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place." But what if this was a scribal error? He hurried to look for a second witness. As the second plane flew into the second tower, he found a second witness. It was Ezekiel 28, verse 22, which reads, "And say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Zidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of thee, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I shall have executed judgments in her, and shall be sanctified in her." The case in this verse with the full pointing is the first one. This is especially interesting because it follows Adonai. The Jews substitute Elohim for God's memorial name when it follows Adonai. So, for this pointing, it would require not only a scribal slip-up to include all of the vowels, but also to point for the wrong word. That is, unless they were actually pointing for their understanding of the proper pronunciation of the name. Without getting stuck into the weeds of the Hebrew, the voweling affects the meaning of the words. These full vowels indicate an unusual tensing. It becomes, "He who was, is, and will be." In a world that tries to erase creation, this is significant. Prophecy fulfilling around us proves that the Creator is still in control and ever will be. Not only that, but this is a passage about Zidon, a major city of Lebanon. Lebanon is the modern host for the largest anti-Israel terrorist proxy of Iran in existence. The entire prophecy is as follows. Ezekiel 28, starting at 21. "Son of man, set thy face against Zidon, and prophesy against it, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Zidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of thee, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall have executed judgments in her, and shall be sanctified in her. For I will send into her pestilence, and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall be judged in the midst of her, by the sword upon her on every side. And they shall know that I am the Lord. And there shall be no more a pricking briar into the house of Israel, nor any grieving thorn of all that are round about them, that despise them, and that they shall know that I am the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the heathen, then they shall dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob, and they shall dwell safely therein, and shall build houses, and plant vineyards, yea, they shall dwell with confidence, when I have executed judgments upon all those that despise them round about them, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God." This pricking briar against Israel must be stopped, and we may be witnessing that come to pass right now. God's name is about his character, and there are many attributes which are associated with his name, many that we would think of as positive, mercy and goodness, wonderful things, as we learn in Exodus. However, we also learn that he will not clear the guilty. And there are positive developments in the world that demonstrate God's goodness and mercy, especially in Israel. So we see verses like Ezekiel 36, verse 23, "And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes." This is a prophecy about restoration. But also Ezekiel 38, Ezekiel 38, verse 23, "Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord." This comment is after the destruction of the northern host, including Iran, as Persia in the prophecy. Today we see the Americans trying to deal with this murderous regime that attempts to kill anyone and everyone that stands in its way. From young girls protesting in the street to Donald Trump himself, any nation or any person who doesn't toe the line as a target, Islamic or not, but especially the nation of Israel and the Jews. The ancient Persian people are not going to go away. They are here in the prophecy, and God has indicated that they will be part of the anti-Zionist, anti-Semitic, anti-God attack spoken of by the prophets. The present-day temporary preservation of the current regime fits this end. But Ezekiel describes a time of great peace in Israel before the battle, which Iran is presently a major obstacle to. These things seem to be contradictory. For both of these things to be true, maybe we can expect something like the current regime to be either suppressed to the point of not being perceived as any threat, or being replaced by a government that is friendly to Israel for a time. Similarly, we know the end of the story for Russia. Ezekiel writes in 38 verse 2, "Son of man, set thy face against Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince," or as it could be translated, "prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal, and prophesy against him." Magog has been linked to the Scythians, whose ancient lands are more in Ukraine than anywhere else. The Rosh, or Rus, are also associated with both Ukraine and Russia today. They are very closely associated peoples. Whatever the governments of these people look like in the future, we know it must, at the final day, be opposed to the developments in Israel. And because he comes against my people of Israel, in the land of Israel, he must also be anti-Semitic. So we see these things, and we see that the higher Zion rises, the greater the opposition is and will become. Israel is God's witness. As Ezekiel foretold, they are standing up an exceeding great army. And they're taking more and more steps to possess their land. This continued this week as Netanyahu announced that Route 60, the ancient trade route that runs through Israel's central mountain ridge, as the world likes to call the West Bank, would be named the Biblical Highway. This is on top of recent legal changes to land purchase in this area, civil administration being brought in, dropping the term West Bank in favor of the biblical and historically accurate terms Judea and Samaria, and there's been founding and legalizing more and more communities in Judea and Samaria. And God declared in Joel that when he brings back the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, and Judah is a very significant part of this area, he would also gather the nations to battle. We started in Isaiah 30, and that goes on, verse 28, "And his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck, to sift the nations with the sieve of vanity, and there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. That's what we're seeing today. It's like the bits in their mouths, bringing them down to the battle. Verse 29, ye shall have a song as in the night, when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart as when goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord to the mighty one of Israel. So in Israel there's great joy. And verse 30, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his arm with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstones. For through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. So these great oppressors will come to nothing. God will beat them down. And the end of these things will be that the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. God's glory is associated with his name, as Exodus 34 declares. And his name is what's filling the earth. And his glory. His glory, his name, his character. And all will know the God of Israel was, is, and ever will be. Please come back for more to www.bibleinthenews.com next week, God willing.